Chapter 7, The Second Coming. Jonathan exclaimed, "Oh, what a day! What an unexpected and glorious day! I thought it was going to be one of the worst days of my life. I was expecting a day of extreme stress and sadness on my part, with tears of disappointment and anger on the part of my employees. It started months before, when the economy in that old world plummeted. I was a co-owner of a company, and sales were drying up. Everyone was hurting everywhere. It was a slow, downhill spiral, and finally we hit rock bottom. We finally made the decision to let everyone go. These were my friends, people whom I had worked with for many, many years. I remember that day so vividly, with such great detail. I remember waking up tired, not wanting to get out of bed because of the sleepless night I had. I moved slowly that morning and finally started off on my 35-minute drive to work. I was in no great rush. I drove slowly because I was dreading what was to come. We had to tell a group of friends that they were laying them off. I knew they saw it coming, but it still didn't make it easy. I felt as if I had failed them. I was praying fervently that it would go well, but I knew it was going to be a very long, stressful, miserable day. I remember taking the final turn down the street and seeing my building in the distance. I turned into the parking lot and just sat there looking at that old brick building, not wanting to go in. I finally turned off the car engine and started across the parking lot, dreading every step of the way as I headed toward the front door. Halfway across the parking lot, I heard a trumpet blast that was so loud and powerful that it shook the ground under me, knocking me off balance so that I almost fell to the ground. All around me, windows were shattering. Some of the old buildings crumbled and collapsed. The blast was so powerful, it made many of the leaves fall from the trees around me. Its sound shook the very depths of my soul. As you know, that trumpet blast was heard all over the entire world. I remember quite well the fear that gripped me as I looked up from where the trumpet blast had come. And that is when I saw these massive dark clouds that seemed to continually roll over themselves, resembling the smoke that comes out of a volcano. The clouds came quickly, moving forward, followed by flashes of lightning and cracks of thunder. That was when I saw the Lord, the Son of Man, riding upon those great clouds. He was high and lifted up, and he displayed great, great power and glory. I could also see behind him thousands upon thousands of his holy ones, filling the entire sky. At the sight of them, I began trembling. I was filled with conflicting emotions. Fear gripped me, for I wondered if I was really ready. Then joy began to overtake me, for I knew I was his. It was exciting and terrifying all at the same time. I seemed to lose all of my ability to do anything. It was almost as if I was frozen in time. Nothing mattered to me anymore, only that very moment. I watched as he came, wondering just what it was that I should do. Should I stand there, bow down, lift my hands, pray, repent? Should I call out to him? I didn't know what to do. The thought entered my mind only for a moment, and that is when I heard the angel's loud trumpet call, and in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, I was changed. I was no longer the same. The old man was gone, and the new man emerged. That body of mine that was sown to perish was raised imperishable. That body of mine that was sown in dishonor and weakness was raised in glory and power. That perishable and mortal side of me fell away, just like rotten clothes. I became a new creation, taking on my new heavenly body that is imperishable and immortal. Then the saying that is written came true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. I did not have to taste death, for my king tasted death for me. In a flash, the twinkling of an eye, I found myself caught up in the clouds with the Lord. As I appeared there, my brothers and sisters welcomed me with great smiles and excitement. Every one of the saints that was on the earth was caught up at the same time. We all gathered together behind the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to participate in that great and awesome day, the Day of the Lord. Jonathan stopped talking for a moment, and William could tell that he was in deep thought. Finally, he said, "So there I stood, a sinner, saved by grace, standing in the company of the upright with the Lord Jesus Christ in front of me." William added, "That was a truly wonderful moment when we were all gathered together, having all of God's people joined together made that day feel so complete. The Lord knew this would be a wonderful blessing for all of us under one victorious banner. It was also a very sad day of weeping and wailing for the rest of the people on earth who had rejected the Lord and did not receive his merciful invitation of eternal life. They saw the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven, and they could do nothing about the outcome. Their time had come, and they didn't accept him. At the sight of him and the entire heavenly host, all the peoples that were left on the earth were scattered. The rich, the poor, the young and old, all of them were scattered. I watched as they tried to hide in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. I even heard some of them cry out, asking that the mountains and the rocks would fall on them. They didn't want to see or be confronted with the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb that was sure to come." Jonathan added, "From above, all the people looked like ants scurrying this way and that. Some were hiding, some were crying and weeping, and others were gripped by a fear that paralyzed them. For the great day of God's wrath had come, and who can stand?" William added, "On that day, I saw great mourning, disappointment, and terrible fear for all who were left on the earth. I watched while all the nations of the earth mourned. Every eye saw him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth mourned because of him. The day of the Lord had come with a vengeance, and he was destroying all dominion, authority, and power. He was finally putting all his enemies under his feet." Then Jonathan added, "Finally, the end came. When God sent out his angels to harvest the earth and gather all mankind for the day of judgment, none could escape. I remember the voice that called to all those who were in their graves to rise up, and they came forth. I watched as the sea gave up the dead that were in them. And then I watched death and Hades give up the dead that were in them. Each person was about to be judged according to what he had done, according to God's holy standard, not man's." William said, "That day will never be forgotten, in heaven or in hell. It will be remembered for all of eternity." As they were sitting, a trumpet blasted, and the call to gather was heard throughout the kingdom.